This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 419. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Microsoft, your go-to resource for the collaboration tools your company needs to be successful. Well, what happens if you owned a small business, went out drinking with your father one night, and got into a car accident with him on the way home? He passed away and you went to prison for vehicular homicide. Could you move past this moment so it would not define your life? Coming up, we'll talk to a gentleman that did just that. Plus, how do you prevent fraud that may be going on inside your business right now? Plus, how to lead a creative team even if you don't see yourself as being very creative? Plus, how to hire only A players for your business? But first, I've always marveled at athletes that can make the best of whatever happens no matter what. When the game is on the line and the world is watching, what can we learn as small business owners to improve our own performance? My first guest is Rick Peterson. He's coached some of baseball's best pitchers in the past 20 years, including Cy Young Award winners and Hall of Famers. He was the Oakland Athletics pitching coach during the famed Moneyball era and has served as coach with the New York Mets, Chicago White Sox, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Milwaukee Brewers. He's currently director of pitching development with the Baltimore Orioles. He's co-author of a great book called Crunch Time, How to Be Your Best When It Matters the Most. Rick, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you doing today?
Good. So I saw you speak on YouTube the other day, and I thought it was really interesting where you said it's the only time where when all these people are watching where the coach actually comes out to the mound and has a private conversation. Tell us what that moment is actually like during a big game.
Well, I think when you start looking at all of sports, especially team sports, the pitching coach is truly the only one-minute manager, which is, you know, one of Ken Blanchard's top bestsellers early in his career. And, you know, the pitching coach is the only guy that actually in uniform calls timeout and runs out on the field and has a private conversation in front of a sellout crowd, you know, with the pitcher. And, and his mind, you know, is in a place of fear, worry, and doubt very, very often in the midst of a crunch time moment. And the pitching coach has to get the pitcher's mind calm and focused to execute one pitch at a time. And it's really, you know, it's really one of those, like, really private situations, as I said, in front of a sellout crowd. And it's so unique. And you know, in a moment I'll tell you a story during the Moneyball era about Jason Isringhausen, who was all-star closer at that time.
Yeah, I love him.
It's really a unique moment.
No, I love him. Tell me what kinds of things you say during those moments.
Well, during the Moneyball year, Jason Isringhausen, known as Izzy by his teammates, we go into Yankee Stadium during the season with a one-run lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch to Bernie Williams. Bernie hits a homer, tie game. Next pitch to David Justice, we lose. In 60 seconds, it took 60 seconds and two pitches. And Jason Isringhausen was totally crushed at that moment. It was like he was struck by lightning. And after the game, you know, we talked, and he was really devastated. And I said, Izzy, everybody has a setback, but the opportunity for a setback is to prepare yourself for a comeback. And we'll give you a few days. We can't send you to the Bahamas and go windsurfing for 2 weeks. You know, we're in a pennant race. And, you know, so it took some time to, you know, really go back to ground roots preparation to get his mind back, you know, focus, so he felt confident to go back out there. So a few days later, he goes back out and, you know, he gets his multiple saves before we end the season. Well, now, fast forward, we go into Yankee Stadium, postseason, playoffs. This is the Big Apple. This is crunch time. And there's no place like old Yankee Stadium during the postseason. You know, you could feel like the ghost of Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle and Lou Gehrig. Well, we go in the second game of the playoff with a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning, and we bring in Izzy to close out the game. Well, he's got to go through Bernie Williams and David Justice. So Bernie leads off in a double. and he walks Tino Martinez. So with first and second and nobody out with a 2-1 lead, Jason Giambi runs over to talk to Izzy. And I knew it was a time to go to the mound because I wanted to make sure his mind was calm and focused. So as I get to the mound, I put my hand on his shoulder, and Izzy is literally quivering. And I said, Izzy, are you okay? He goes, Rick, I can't feel my legs. I said, but the good news is we don't need your legs to kick a field goal. and he smiled and exhaled, and, you know, you could feel the tension come out of his body. I said, Izzy, it's one pitch at a time. Hit the glove. Simply hit the glove. And Judd Hoekstra, the co-author of Crunch Time, he talks about what's your hit the glove in business. Because every moment and every process in business and sports has a hit the glove moment. And if you can focus on the process and hit the glove, you know, then your mind gets calm and focused. Well, Izzy settled in. He struck out Posada. He popped up David Justice and popped up Brocious to win the game. And it was like it was a personal victory for him to literally overcome his fear, worry, and doubt and defeat those moments of, you know, when you get in those crunch time moments and you wonder, can I actually do this? So after the game, I asked him, I said, so what did Giambi say when he ran over to talk to you? He said, Izzy, are you okay? And he goes, gee, I can't feel my legs. And Giambi looks up in the crowd of 50,000 people, sellout crowd in Yankee Stadium, and he looks back at Izzy. He said, hey, listen, just relax. If you screw this up, nobody's watching.
So really, for a lot of these players that are really able to come through crunch time, it's all about focus. And I find that is something that's very difficult for small business owners because there's all these distractions that are all around them. How do you, in the book, really help them to focus on this is really what the moment is, this is what the moment demands?
Well, I think for a small business owner, obviously, and this really relates to what the whole Moneyball essence of Moneyball is all about, Moneyball is winning with less. We had one of the lowest payrolls in all of mm-hmm. baseball, and yet we knew we had to take undervalued assets and turn them into premium assets. And that's what a small business owner is up against. You're up against it's David and Goliath constantly. But if you know and you're confident that you have a solid product or service, then you focus on the process, and you literally take one day at a time. And one moment at a time, and keep your mind focused on the process, because fear, worry, and doubt stands on four legs. It's a lack of preparation, it's a lack of knowledge, lack of talent, and a lack of insight. So if you know that you're prepared and you have the talent, you realize that I still have the talent, you know, as a small business owner. We have the same talent as the big boys. You know, we don't have the same red tape. We don't have the marketing strategy. We don't have the marketing dollars, you know, to go up against those people, but we have the marketing strategy, and then you know that you have the knowledge in order to execute this process, and you know you have the insight to make adjustments day to day. You know, then you cut the legs off out from under fear, worry, and doubt, and I think that's what gives people the confidence, because the question that many people ask, what comes first, success or confidence? Confidence or success? Well, those two have a relationship, but what comes first is preparation. So if you're totally prepared as a small business owner in your strategies, and you have enough you have enough equity in order to execute that strategy, then that should give you the confidence to know that you have a product and service that's going to be valuable for your customers.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I think people, a lot of small business owners, whether, you know, it's in business or in sports, they see a lot of great people out there, Rick, but they don't realize exactly how much preparation actually goes in making those people great. Now, for the last minute, my understanding is that you had a chance to coach Michael Jordan. Of course, us being in Chicago, tell us what that was like.
Well, I wasn't coaching Michael Jordan. I was a coach coming up early in my career when Michael Jordan was playing baseball. And I had the privilege to ask Michael Jordan, Michael, was there ever a moment that you realized, like, holy geez, like, I'm MJ, I'm Michael Jordan? And he said, actually, there was. He said, after my sophomore year in college, Coach Smith brought me in, and Coach Smith had always told me that I was one of the most talented players that anybody had ever seen in college basketball. And so he always talked about my talent and gave me the confidence that I knew I had that talent. And after my sophomore year, he brought me in. He said, Michael, I want you to watch this videotape. And he had He had practice footage and game footage of his freshman year and sophomore year, and he scrambled them. And he said, each clip, I want you to tell me what year this is from. I went through the exercise, freshman, sophomore. And afterwards, Coach Smith said, he asked me the question, Michael, you know, what's your takeaway? And I'm going to paraphrase what Michael said. My takeaway was, he said, my freshman year, I had a great year, and I prepared great. My sophomore year, I had a really, really good year, and I prepared really good. And Coach Smith helped me understand that for me to fully untap my potential for the talent that I was gifted with, that I had to prepare great. I understood at that moment that preparation equals performance. Talent does not equal performance, but preparation equals performance.
I love that, Rick. We're out of time. Thanks for being on the show. If you want to reach Rick, go to www.rickpetersoncoaching.com. Coming up next, how can you leave a creative team even if you're not creative? AM560, The Answer.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. I-57, both directions between Dixie Highway and CalSag Channel has road construction in place. The left lane remains closed in both directions, continues until 6 a.m. It's been overnight with the construction. They had full closures scheduled with intermittent 15-minute full closures in place. And again, that continues until 6 a.m. this morning. But right now, there's no delays on I-57, and the rest of the roadways are in pretty great shape as well. On the Eisenhower inbound between the Burn Interchange and Wells, road construction knocks out the left lane. The outbound lanes between Wells and the Burn Interchange, roadways reduced down to two lanes. But again, you're not going to find much of a delay anywhere around town right now. Tonight, 23 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 48 and windy. Currently, it's 25 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You know, the world didn't stop while you slept. Get the first look at what's happening around the world and here at home.
Scene of a plane crash in the remote French Alps.
With Don't This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Bruce told CNN that he will follow the text of the law.
It's the breaking news and business information you'll need to start your day.
Here now with a look at some of the stories we're following.
Each weekday morning, starting at 4, right before Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, I used to believe that the business world was separated into two camps. Those that were creative and people like me that simply weren't very creative. But then I met the folks at Bamboo Worldwide, and they taught me that even if you're not creative, you can actually lead a creative team. Laura Moncrief is their global innovation director and has helped guide global marquee brands in their successful innovation and new product development initiatives for the past 25 years. She's partnered with companies like Starbucks, Yum Brands, Quaker Oats, Coca-Cola, Ford, Miller Brewing Company to create winning offerings in the marketplace. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
So we're always astounded. You know, we're sitting there and we go, God, this business, they really came up with a great idea. You're on the inside. How do businesses come up with those great ideas?
They have cross-functional teams that really collaborate together and appreciate the different perspectives on the team. And that's hard. That's not an easy thing to do.
Hard.
Because what we want to do is go with our own idea. What we need to do is see where the bits and pieces of the best idea are and build that up together.
And so what process, Laura, do those companies go through really to come up with these, I think, you know, simply brilliant ideas?
Well, everybody has a different process. The process that we like to guide our clients through is really appreciating different creative styles. And creative styles is something in the way that we do our own problem solving. Each of us have a different creative style. Some folks like to go for that successful, low-hanging fruit idea now. Some folks like to really disrupt and possibly with excitement create something new. The beauty is when those two different styles unite and collaborate for a holistic type of idea.
So Laura, do people really have different creative styles? Or, as I said from the outset of the show, are some people just creative and some people aren't, and they got to learn to figure out how to work together?
A little bit of both. I think, obviously, some people are more creative than others, but everybody is creative. Everybody just has different creative styles. Your style, Barry, you may like to go for the sure business win now that's really going to push that business forward. Your colleague may want to go for the bigger risk. And let's jump out, let's take a risk because we need to shake up the category. One's not right, one's not wrong. They're simply different, and it's those differences that causes the major frustration amongst these innovation teams.
We're talking with Laura Moncrief. She's the Global Innovation Director for Bamboo Worldwide. So, Laura, how do you actually, if you have a team of folks, let's say you've got 10 different marketing folks, how do you determine their creative styles and if they can really come up with great ideas together?
Well, one of the easiest ways to do it is just listen to language cues. If you hear people saying words like excitement, possibilities, breakthrough, let's go for it, I want to shake it up, the people who have a high tolerance for risk, and they accept failure. So their success system is going to be wanting to really shake up the system. You have other creative styles who are saying words like success, tried and true, proven track record. Those folks are more adaptive creative, and they value the ideas that are going to really help support that current system now. So the easiest way is just to listen to language cues. There are tools and assessment that can help you dig down into it further, though.
Yeah, so tell us about some of those tools, because I know that I've gone through this tool, which I thought was fascinating, called KAI. Talk about that.
Yeah, KAI stands for Curtain Adaptation Innovation Inventory. It's been around for about 50 years, and it assesses your creative problem-solving style. It's an assessment of how you are creative, not how much you are creative. And so once we understand our creative problem-solving style, that allows us to better shine in our style, and here's the kicker, appreciate the differences for those who have a different value system than what we have when it comes to creativity.
So is that really up to the manager, Laura, for them to really understand what the team's individual creative styles are, so perhaps styles that are not consistent with their own style don't get shut down?
That's a great question, Barry. Yes, it is up to the manager and the team members. And the most interesting thing about KAI, especially for leaders or managers, is that leaders make that mistake that they think, hey, I'm the leader. This team is going to follow my direction.
Exactly.
They're going to like the ideas I have. And that's not the case. Based off of the creative style of your team, whoever has the majority of that similar creative style, that's going to be the style of the team, not what the leader wants to do. So it's imperative that any business leader really understands and celebrates the different creative styles of their team.
So as I'm putting together a team that I hope to come up with various creative ideas, do I look for a mix of people that have different creative styles, perhaps as defined by KI?
It depends what you want to do. If you want to have a team that works very efficiently together, can really plow forward quickly and solve a problem that's aligned to their style, then you might want a mixture of similar creative styles. If you want a diverse team to really discuss, poke, prod at a solution, really look at it holistically, then yeah, you're going to want some counterpoints of creative styles on your team. That team is going to probably create some more holistic ideas. That team also might have more frustration because their styles are in counterpoint with each other. But as innovators, that's where we want to evolve to.
And that would be the ideal team that you would suggest someone, if they have a choice, to put it together. Can't that be frustrating for the business leader or the manager? Because I assume they'd probably want to put together everybody on their team that shares their same creative style.
Yes, and that can be a problem. We've actually had a situation like that with one of our clients who was really liking her creative style, was kind of offended and put off by the creative style that was different than hers. She was an adaptive. The rest of her team was very innovative. So she wanted to surround herself by adaptive creatives. She continued to hire individuals in the adaptive creative space for about a year. I checked back in with her, and she said, you know what? After a year of knowing KI and hiring creatives who are similar to me, I'm now craving the innovative creative. Mm-hmm. I see where we're falling short on pushing ideas out further, getting unconventional inspiration. So it took her a year to get there, but she definitely saw the value. And this was a director at a global manufacturing company.
So I know you've created a lot of unbelievable ideas for various companies we mentioned from the outside of the show, but a lot of those ideas eventually die. How, as a business leader, do I then further, I guess, develop the ideas that are worthy of going out into the marketplace?
You know, all the corporations we work with, coming up with ideas isn't the problem. Coming up with ideas that people can agree on that are the right idea to go forward with, that's the problem. Because that's, again, where that value system comes into play. Because based off of our creative style, one person feels like this idea is going to be more successful. Another idea is going to be more successful. That's where, you know, we have to have a contingency of idea plans. We don't want to launch ideas that only are going to be safe and successful in the marketplace now. We want to make sure we're thinking about those bigger risks as well and launching ideas that are across the spectrum of successes.
So, Laura, can you give us an idea, perhaps, you know, I don't know if this breaches confidentiality, of some project that you worked on, that idea that actually did make it to the marketplace, that you were really impressed with how this whole thing developed?
Yeah, I can't share any specific products individually because of our confidentiality, but within one of the beverage clients that we're working with, over the last 3 or 4 years, we've helped them create thousands of ideas. And what we found is when we came into that corporation, they were creating ideas that were kind of what we call one-off. You know, one-off, that it's a new flavor iteration, it's a new size. And so what we were able to help them do within their innovation culture is to expand their purview of what different creative styles can bring. And what they were lacking was some of that more innovative creative style where they were really pushing the boundaries. Once we were able to do that, we were able to explore beyond just flavors and look at new beverage builds, look at combining ingredients that haven't been combined before, looking at untraditional inspiration to really get them someplace new. I know we're working with this company, they've launched close to 30 to 50 ideas globally since we've been working with them through building their innovation culture in a more holistic way through creative styles.
You know, I love when you use the word build, because that's one thing that you have taught me, is that ideas really build on each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important part. So, Laura, where can people get in touch with you if they want to learn about this and learn more about KAI?
Yes, well, I'm a certified KAI practitioner, and you can reach out to me at laura.m@bambooinc.com or give me a ring at 561-281-2488.
Great. Laura, thanks so much. And the website is www.bambooexperience.com. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Barry. Have a great day.
Thank you. Coming up, how not to let your worst business moment actually define who you are. This is AM 560 The Answer. Be right back.
You need to understand that the way you build wealth is you do not use the evening news or CNN or Fox to set the tone of your emotions around your investing.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're thinking of changing your investing patterns because you're watching the news, you need to turn off the news. You are in charge of your destiny.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. President Trump's made his feelings about the press clear.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are.
Now he tweets he won't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Fox's Kristen Fisher with the group's response.
The White House Correspondents' Association takes note of President Donald Trump's announcement on Twitter that he does not plan to attend the dinner, which has been and will continue to be a celebration of the First Amendment and the important role played by an independent news media in a healthy republic.
The annual dinner raises money for college scholarships. And after 2 years of Oscars so white, several African Americans are up for awards tonight. Denzel Washington may win for Best Actor, his Fences co-star for Best Supporting Actress.
For sure, Viola Davis for Fences. She got the Golden Globe, the SAG Award for this category.
Fandango's Chris Witherspoon, the Academy Awards tonight at 8:30 Eastern. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss. We'll look at the roadways. In Glenwood, 187th Street at Pleasant Drive, there's a report of a crash. Also in Northwest Indiana on I-65, if you're heading northbound at 53rd Avenue, there's been a report of a wreck. Now, the roadways are in pretty decent shape this morning. If you're on I-57 heading inbound between Dixie Highway and CalSag Channel, there's road construction. The left lane remains blocked. The outbound lanes have the same construction with the left lane blocked. This all continues until 6 a.m. this morning, and they continue to have 15-minute intermittent full closures with the construction as well. Again, it clears up by 6 a.m. this morning. And again, 65 northbound at 53rd, there's a report of a crash. Tonight, 23 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 48 and windy. Currently, it's 25 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his six-part video series.
If I only had more leads. If I only had more prospects to sell to. Sound familiar? The Sales Prospecting Group is ready to help you take your business to the next level. The Sales Prospecting Group is a local Chicagoland company that has helped hundreds of companies nationwide to secure new business by getting them in the door. The Sales Prospecting Group will get you appointments with qualified prospects to help you grow your business. They don't use contract labor or offshore callers. Their in-house staff of business account executives are highly trained, professional, and effective. The Sales Prospecting Group will build a custom campaign specifically for your business. They know how to navigate complex corporate hierarchies to get to the right people and get you connected with them. The Sales Prospecting Group specializes exclusively on B2B sales. Call the Sales Prospecting Group now to learn how they could help your business grow in 2017. 630-701-9052. 630-701-9052. The Sales Prospecting Group. It's time to grow.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, unfortunately, we have a hard time of letting go of bad times. Sometimes we let our worst moments of our life or our business life end up defining us. If the worst happens, how do you let go of it and move past it so it doesn't become what your life is really about? Jay Coughlin jokes about his hard upbringing, saying that in his neighborhood, a few kids were going to go to Penn State, but even more were going to go to the state pen. In high school, he was some version, as he says, of hoodlum and underachiever. But then years later, he had some significant success, but then the unthinkable moment happened. He and his father stayed out late one night drinking, and he and Jay got into his car and drove home. They never made it. Jay's father died in the accident. Jay was severely injured. On top of that, he was facing 4 years in prison for vehicular manslaughter. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
So tell us what happened after that, and what's your perception now, years later, of that night?
Well, what happened after I got out of the hospital, which was an ordeal in of itself, I was faced with a trial. I remember I was in a wheelchair in my driveway reading a letter from the state saying, "We're prosecuting you for criminal vehicle homicide, which is a 4-year prison sentence." And the problem with that, Barry, was, you know, I was in a trial for about 6 or 7 months, and I was guilty. Mm-hmm. This is not one of those things where you're spinning it, hey, the road this or the road that. I mean, I was guilty. So it was one of those horror stories where you close your eyes at night thinking about it, you open your eyes in the morning thinking about it. But the reality was, for me, was I had to start figuring out, you know, chunking this world to say, what was I going to do? How was I going to deal with this? And you fast forward to September of that year, and I lost the software I was working for at the time, had an event in New Orleans, and I missed the first day, missed the first night, missed the second day. Came in at the end of the second day, and there were 300 people in this audience. And when I got up to the microphone to speak, they stood up and gave me a standing ovation. One of the highlights of my business career. And when I got to the microphone, what I felt like saying was, yesterday I was sentenced to 6 months in jail, 10 years probation. Mm-hmm. And what I tell audiences when I speak in front of them, I'll hold my hands up on the one side and say, standing ovation. And on the other side, I'll say, going to jail. What kind of roller coaster ride are you on?
Right, exactly.
Because you're on a ride. Life's going to give you this ups and downs. It might not be as high as mine or as low as this, but you're going to be on some kind of ride. And how do you handle it? How do you deal with that as you go forward?
So, Jay, how do you let go of that really an incredibly horrible moment in your life and really move past it and not let your life be defined by that?
Well, you talked about it, from the perspective of when I looked at it, Barry, I did not want to be defined by my worst moment. You know, I wanted to have a definition of who I was and what I was all about that was completely different than my worst moment. And there was different things along the way that I ended up writing the book about, but there's different choices I started to make. I'll give you one example. When I was in the hospital and I was in pieces, they eventually said, they being the nurses said, you know, your daughter's coming in to see you. And I said, what do I look like? And I said, hold a mirror up in front of me. And they did. And I was like, man, I look terrible. I look like death. You know, that yellow gray look, my hair is a mess. Like, you got to clean me up. You got to clean me up. And so, you know, they put water on me and put my hair and all that such. And it was the beginning, Barry, of me having accountability. I had accountability to a definition called that. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was like, hey, I gotta start kicking this thing into gear here. And I couldn't get out of the bed for a while, but I said, hey, staying in bed's not an option. You know, you have a definition of life called that, and you gotta start kicking this thing into gear and get moving. And one of your options is to continue to lay in this bed. And so the beginnings of one of my choices was I was motivated by my accountability. Not only my accountability to not be defined by my worst moment, but the accountability that I had different definitions in my life, and one of them was that.
Now tell us about the book. And I know inside the book you have something called The Five Bold Choices. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, The Five Bold Choices was really about how you, and the subtitle is Rise Above Your Circumstances and Redefine Your Life. And similar to you and what you're dialoguing here about getting unstuck, is I made a bunch of people, because they speak about this, and they'll come up to me afterwards, and I find, you know, men and women are stuck in life. And what that means to me is, you know, they'll say, I'm not where I want to be in my career. How come I'm so tired? And they would always be asking me how it was that I was so successful based on the upbringing in Philly, based on going through this accident, and based on a lot of secular success that I've had. And I had to go back and figure out, well, how did I do it? What were the choices that I actually made? And that's where really the book came from. But it was a byproduct of me starting to say, hey, you're just letting your circumstances define who you are. And therefore, in my terminology, you're becoming a victim of your circumstances. Maybe your terminology, Barry, they're stuck in life. Mm-hmm. And the reality for me is, you know, I'm the worst person to talk to about being a victim of your circumstances. Because my attitude is, hey, you have choices to make, and those choices ultimately define who you want to be. But they also allow you to write the rest of your story to be whatever you want to be in life. And therefore, I'm a big proponent to say you have options, you have hope. There's alternatives for you in terms of making a better life.
Yeah. Well, Jay, I appreciate you sharing our story with us. Where can people reach you if they want to get a copy of the book and learn more about what you're doing?
Well, the book, you can reach The Five Bold Choices. You can get on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. If they want to get in touch with me, I'm at True Balance, you know, trying to be balanced in life. And it's TRUBALANCED. So it's TrueBalance.com.
Jay, thanks so much for being on the show. Coming up, how do you choose A players for your business team? This is AM 560. The answer will be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. In northwest Indiana, I-65 heading northbound at 53rd Avenue. There's a report of a crash. Also in the Glenwood area, 187th Street at Pleasant Drive. Watch out for a wreck. Otherwise, the roadway is in decent shape this morning. I-57 between Dixie Highway and CalSag Channel does have road construction in place, but that should be wrapped up by 6 a.m. this morning. They had some full closures, 15-minute full closures going on throughout the night, but everything should be wrapped up. Otherwise, the roadways, again, in great shape. Lakeshore Drive southbound between 18th and the Stevenson. The roadway is reduced down to 3 lanes. Northbound lanes between 31st and the Stevenson. Roadway is reduced down to 3 lanes. But again, there's not much of a delay anywhere around town. Tonight, 23 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 48 and windy. Currently, it's 25. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Microsoft knows the only constant is change, especially when it comes to technology we use to help run our businesses. Technology should be an asset, one that helps you to anticipate, manage, and respond quickly to change. It should also help your organization reduce costs and get more from the investments you make. Looking at the new tools and services coming out of Microsoft, it's immediately evident that the company is revolutionizing how it helps small businesses. Microsoft not only gets what small business need, but also how they want to work. When it comes to growing with greater efficiency, Microsoft technologies such as Office 365, Power BI, and the Azure Cloud Platform are helping small businesses answer some key questions. One, how quickly can we get new employees up and running with the tools they need? Two, how do we keep up with the massive growth in data needed to do business today? Three, are we getting the maximum return on our technology investments? With Microsoft, small businesses get solutions that help them grow their business with greater efficiency by reducing costs and getting exactly the technology you need when you need it. To learn more about the Microsoft products and services that will help give your company a competitive edge, visit modern.biz today. That's modern.biz.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
So let's face this fact. Small business owners are notoriously bad at hiring people. You see, most of them, including myself, we see ourselves as A players. And because of our egos, we have a tendency to hire B players. And then guess what happens? Those B players hire C players, and the company collapses from the top down. Here with a solution is Rick Crossland, who is an internationally known expert and thought leader on A-player talent. His innovative approach to developing and validating A-players has been published on leading business sites, including Inc., Entrepreneur, and Fortune. Rick's the author of a great new book called The A-Player, the definitive playbook and guide for employees and leaders who want to play and perform at the highest level. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Great to be here.
So give us your definition of what an A player is.
Oh, great. Simply an employee that you would enthusiastically rehire. Someone for the salary you have, for the position you have, would be top 10% in the industry.
And so is this why it's so important that we should have everybody in every single position is someone that you would hire?
Exactly. Enthusiastically rehire. If you did a simple chart on your whiteboard, you know, A's, B's, and C's, who are those that you would enthusiastically rehire? Who's the, steady Eddie, so to speak, and the C's, you know, can't wait to get off my team.
So it's so interesting to me because I bet you if you did this with most small business owners, there'd be very few people out there that they would say as A players. Most of them would be B's and C's. Why do they keep the B and C players?
You know, there's a lot of reasons for that. I think that's actually a deep issue. I think, you know, fundamentally as people, we want to save people. And we think as leaders that, you know, we've got magical talents and we keep holding out hope in some cases. You look at great basketball teams. I follow a lot of college basketball, right? Consistently, they're like, hey, the great teams, the Dukes, the North Carolinas, because
the Michigan States
are great.
Go green.
They're great
white
players.
Right, exactly. So can B and C players actually become A players, or do small business owners?
They can.
They can.
Yes, they can. It's a decision they have to make. A lot of reasons that your B's and C's are not A players is they've been raised by wolves, candidly. They have not been shown what the expectation for A player performance is.
But isn't it just easier to hire, try to have that methodology where you can just hire the A players instead of going through all the work to make B and C players and A players? Or is that unrealistic?
You know,
Rick?
What? No, you're totally on the right track there, Barry. It's a 1-2 approach. You know, the humanity in this is, and by the way, as a leader, you feel great when you've, you know, coached up a B or C player to become an A player. That's the best thing in the world. And it is easier to do that with your own team. That's the preferable way. What we found, you know, when we're working with a lot of fast-growing businesses, we need to add A players as well. So actually bringing A players that you're interviewing in your growth actually helps you because you have a credible thread is, hey, I know how to find other good people. So when somebody's like, hey, who was that was in the door here? Well, somebody we're looking at for this position. Well, hey, where do I stand? And, you know, be very careful about doing the B plus A minus thing. Say, you know what, you're at a B right now. I need you to be an A. Here's what I need. And specifying that performance.
And doesn't having those A players come in, it really does bring the culture of everybody up, right? Great players make the people around them better.
Absolutely. And you know, these teams, by the way, are very altruistic teams. I mean, people, work is so hard, right? You want to work with great people every day, people who challenge you, who are good fundamental people, people who of integrity. You know, those are all A-player characteristics, and a lot of those can actually be improved. That's why we wrote the book. But having that 1-2 punch of coaching up and, hey, I know how to find great people and bring them into your organization, it gets the attention of everybody because we want a team where people want to thrive. We do work for a greater purpose than just a paycheck.
Rick, how many people do you think actually able to cross that barrier to go from B players to A players? Because over my 30-year career in business, I've seen very few people really able to cross that chasm. Now, maybe it's the leader, maybe it's the person. What's been your experience?
My experience, rule of thumb is about 50% of the Bs can become As. The others really want to be Cs. Of the C players, well, because the Bs represent the danger zone in the organization, right? Because they do just enough to get by.
Right, exactly.
But for similar money, if we can get you an A player, you never look back.
Right.
If the Cleveland Browns can get Aaron Rodgers, do they even think about that? For similar money, if they can get Aaron Rodgers, whoever their quarterback is, they don't even think about that decision. And the A does not cost you a lot more. You have to be a better leader to attract them, but they're not necessarily, they're at the top of the salary band, but they're not costing you 2X. But their performance is 2 to 3 times better than the B players.
What I also wanted to ask you in the last part here was my thoughts at the beginning of the segment, which was I find that a lot of small business owners, they have a hard time hiring A players, that they really, unfortunately, want B or C players because they don't want anybody that's really going to challenge them from an ego standpoint. Have you found that, and how do you get past that?
For some people, I'll tell you what, the true A-player leaders, they really want people who push them. And it's just like it's like a fine performance car, right? When you have a Ferrari, you have to treat the car better. You have to pay more attention to it. In response, you get all that performance. It's very similar with people, right? So in many cases, a leader has to up his or her game to attract these players. And, one of the things that, Barry, I'm sure you've seen, a weak leader flip-flops, right? They change your mind. That drives an A-player crazy. That drives everybody crazy. Yeah. But the A player will leave because they got other options. So in some cases, you got to clean up your game and become more congruent, become a better leader yourself.
Well, Rick, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to get in touch with Rick, you can go to www.aplayeradvantage.com. Rick, thanks again.
Barry, my pleasure.
Appreciate you being on the show. Coming up next, how to find the fraud that may be going on inside your business right now and you don't even know. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Malt and get a free copy of the book.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
The real estate market can be tricky to navigate. The only edge to help you get ahead is knowledge and experience. And Real Estate Revealed is that edge. Heard Sunday mornings at 8 and hosted by Randy Barcella. Real Estate Revealed uncovers truths about the real estate market with an entire team of experts. Their real estate power allows them to present their experiences to benefit you before your next transaction. Real Estate Revealed, Sunday mornings at 8 on AM 560, The Answer.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
My next guest may be aware of some really scary thoughts. Companies lose 7% of revenues to fraud. and 40% of frauds are committed by someone in their finance or accounting department. 75% of embezzlements are committed by managers, and 82% of all embezzlements are in companies with less than 150 employees. Here with a solution on how to protect yourself is Ken Springer, who's a former FBI agent and certified fraud examiner. He's the founder and president of Corporate Resolutions, a 25-year-old firm that conducts background checks and corporate investigation. Ken's the co-author of a book called Digging for Disclosure: Tactics for Protecting Your Firm's Assets from Swindler, Scammers, and Imposters. Ken, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Thank you very much.
Boy, those are some pretty scary facts, especially in combination with the words swindlers, scammers, and imposters. It's scary out there.
It is, and I've spent a lot of time conducting background checks and investigations, and that's how these stats, why they stand out so much, because so many companies don't realize that they think a check, background check is a check the box, and really, it's about preventing fraud, because there's so many frauds could have been prevented had people done adequate background checks, if they had wanted to look for the problematic patterns. And so what our focus is people risk, because actually people are the biggest risk in any transaction or when you're looking to hire people. In fact, 60 to 75%, according to studies, of most outside hires do not work out. And I think that's for a lot of reasons. Oftentimes, HR departments don't have the time or the budget to do adequate checks. But especially if you're hiring higher-level people, you need to do adequate background checks. Often, you know, well, what you really need to know is, are they really who they say they are? Because often, you only know about them what they tell you, or maybe what their LinkedIn profile says. And sometimes you rely on an Ivy League degree or big investment bank experience, or maybe just the reference from a lawyer. In fact, in our experience in doing this, we find often it's not what they tell you, but what they don't.
Right, exactly. Now I got to tell you, Ken, I found this out firsthand because when I was running my own business, I was going to hire a guy for a CFO. We did a background check, and turned out that he was a felon. And why don't more small business owners actually do background checks? Is it because they're lazy or they don't know what they're going to find?
Well, everyone thinks that when you get a $29 check over on the internet that they're doing adequate due diligence. But, you know, those all have, they have limited capabilities in them. So people have to understand you can't get everything on the internet. So if they get something that says no criminal record found, they're very happy to do that, you know. And they say, well, why do you want to spend $2,000 when I can get something for $29? But I will tell you, every day we uncover issues that clients don't want to hear, from fraud, discrimination, or suits by former employers, to DWIs and domestic abuse. It's out there. You need to have the time to look at it.
I got to leave it there because we're out of time. Hopefully I have you back for another segment of the show. I really appreciate it. But this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Very good. Thanks for your time.
And I want to thank all of you for joining this week's radio show. And I want to thank our sponsors, Microsoft, Nextiva. I want to thank our staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful in your business this year, you got to give me a call. I set up a private line for you, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you finally get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year you finally make the money that you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
You may not be